and welcome to the Tank Slappers podcast, Autosport and the Motorsport Network's podcast for all things two-wheeled. I'm Megan White, and your regular host, Lewis Duncan, is having a lie down in a dark room somewhere after a crazy weekend of writing about MotoGP's new champion. But joining me as always on the podcast is Oriol Puigdemont, and we also have the matter of the Misano GP to talk about. But let's start with our champion. The prospect of Fabio Quartararo clinching the 2021 MotoGP World Championship title at Misano appeared small, after struggling to 15th in qualifying, while main rival Francesco Bagnaia took pole. You're fresh off the phone to Fabio, so we'll get onto that in a moment, but let's talk about how he did it. What a day! The first Yamaha rider to win the championship since 2015, the first French world champion. He must be feeling pretty good about that. What did he have to say for himself?
It was huge. It was a huge moment because nobody expected, I mean, considering how the race was evolving, nobody could expect that finish. We've seen that in Moto2 race with Raul Fernandez, but we couldn't believe when Pecco crashed. From then on, it was, booms and bums and bings in Yamaha, and everybody running around the paddock with blue shirts, congratulating Fabio. And yeah, it is a huge moment. And in my opinion, the best of last Sunday's race was that everybody in the paddock was happy for him, which is not very common. And even his rivals were happy for him, which is not very, very common. It's a bit strange this to happen. And it shows that apart from a very, very, very talented and a super fast guy, he's always a good guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was a really touching moment with him and Pecco, even though, you know, Pecco ended his race, he crashed out, but he still went over and was one of the first people to congratulate him, which was pretty nice to see.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's not very common that we see this kind of, I wouldn't say friendship, but respect. And yeah, everybody was very happy for Fabio because he's been through a lot, especially after last year. And yeah, he fully deserves this title, especially because he has made a huge step in terms of not only riding style, not only riding abilities, but also from the mental side. He is the one not being afraid of admitting that he went to a sports psychologist, which at the moment is really, let's say, popular topic. But in my opinion, we all need to simplify the message and don't put it over, you know, to put over weight on this kind of decisions. So yeah, it was a superb season for him and also for Yamaha, because it hasn't been an easy season for Yamaha considering all the mess with Vinales and the problems that they had last year with the valves. So yeah, well done for both.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, looking at Saturday, you might not have guessed that he'd ended up on the podium considering that qualifying session. You know, he only managed 15th. It was his worst MotoGP qualifying ever. What do you think happened there, and how do you think he made it onto the podium?
Well, I think the good thing is that he felt more pressure on Saturday than on Sunday. He admitted that he didn't want to take the risk needed to be more in front on the grid. But on Sunday, he did what he needed to do. I mean, staying calm the first laps, and then step by step, lap by lap, overtaking people. And despite if Pecco wouldn't have crashed, it would have been very, let's say, easy for him to get the title in Portimao, which was everything. I mean, everybody was expecting that. So, and in the end, considering that he was starting 15th on the grid, he did what he needed to do.
Yeah, I mean, Fabio's title aside, it was a pretty exciting race. You know, Mark taking that win again, second race in a row.
Yeah, I mean, we have seen a new mark, but we've seen a step ahead also from Mark. He told us after the race that the reason why he was feeling so strong on Sunday in a circuit that it doesn't suit him really good, considering the problem on the right arm, is because because of the weather, he was not forcing on Friday and Saturday. We had most of the sessions on wet conditions, so it means that he was able to ride smooth because that's what the weather, I mean the wet sessions required. So he was much more fresh on the race. And don't forget that after 15 laps, he was starting to give up. That's what he told us, because Pecco was too fast for him. So he was starting to feel the pain and the pressure on the right arm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, incredible stuff. A huge moment for Honda as well. You know, their last double podium was Valencia 2017. Their last 1-2 was Aragon in 2017. Incredible day for the team taking that 1-2.
Yeah, I mean, Honda has been in very difficult moments. Last year, they were struggling. It was their worst season ever. And it's been, I think it will give them a huge boost for the future, especially considering that Mark is there, then Paul also made a step ahead and it's much closer to Mark. So it looks really, really good. Don't forget that they had the test in Misano after Misano 1 race. So they had a lot of information from this track. Let's see how it goes in 2 weeks time in Portimao, but the perspectives are really, really good, considering from where they come. They were very, very, very far. They were very, very lost, even Mark saying that Honda has lost its way when he was not able to ride. And now they are recovering, let's say, the north, as we say in Spanish.
Do you think we'll see any more Marquez victories at Portimao or Valencia?
It's not gonna be easy. It's not gonna be easy. I'm really excited to see the contrast of Mark, because don't forget that Mark's first race after the injury was in Portimao at the beginning of the year. So I'm that race he didn't see Mark. He was in a different world compared with the others, with the in terms of the aggressivity, in terms of agility. Now he's much closer to them, and now everybody starts looking back at him as one of the benchmarks of the category. So Valencia, he's been fast. He's not one of his favorite tracks, but why not? I mean, it's the good thing of Valencia is that another anti-clockwise track. So I don't see why we cannot see another win from Mark. But at the same time, I think that Fabio will be a not easy rider to win, especially after getting the title, you know, because in my opinion has been a huge relief for him. So maybe we will see a different Fabio from now on.
Yeah, absolutely. Pressure off on the title battle. He can just go out and enjoy himself. So a great day at the office for Honda. Not such a great day at the office for Ducati. You know, first Miller crashes on lap 4 and then Pecco goes down in exactly the same spot, turn 15 in the lead. Not a good day for them at all.
No, the main problem for them is that they have decided to change the front tire at the very last minute on the grid. And despite they both said, especially Pecco said, that was the right choice, the right call to change the front tire. Everybody, if I'm not wrong. Everybody was getting with the medium in front, and they decided to get the hard one. Well, they can say that it was the right choice, but in the end, they both crashed, same point. And Pecco said that, well, it was the right choice, but by saying that, I also have to admit that you had to keep pushing every single lap to don't make temperature drop on the tire. So, and if you in the end see that both riders crashed, I mean, you can easily guess why.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Rossi was saying that he was a bit, you know, annoyed that Pecco had gone with the hard rather than the medium, which is what he recommended. And obviously, if Pecco didn't feel comfortable, that's another kettle of fish.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what I mean, Rossi was saying, well, you should have gone for the medium, and you never know what could have happened if they had.
Yeah, and don't forget that riders like Honda than normally, I mean, quite often they use the front hard, they decided to go on the medium. So it can give you an idea about what was the I wouldn't say the right choice, but the most logical choice. So when you see all the others getting the medium, and you it's like, and you go for the hard, it's like that you are of course making a gamble. I mean, or you have it very clear, you have a lot of reasons, and if you have some doubts and all the rest of the grid go in one way and you go to another way, it means that you are making a gamble. In that case, it didn't work.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, speaking of Rossi, he took P10 in his final ever MotoGP race on home soil. You know, incredible to see him in the points.
Yeah, it was very good. I don't know if it was incredible, because we've had a lot of crashes, and so it shouldn't be this way in a let's say normal race. But yeah, in the end, it was a good way to say goodbye to his fans. It was a very emotional day for him, despite, I think, but that's my personal feeling, he's a bit tired of having the obligation of saying goodbye since the beginning, you know, since when he decided to say that he was retiring at the end of the year. He's been saying goodbye in every single track, asking more or less the same kind of questions. Now in front of his crowd, but still we have Valencia, so I think it's a long, long, long way. And he, at least that's my personal feeling, he feels a bit exhausted about that. Yeah. And then everybody wants a picture, even with his media guys organized a picture with all the media. And I was really, I mean, we really need to go there. Not for us, but for him. I feel very bad this guy in the end is Valentino Rossi. I mean, he's 9 times world champion, and he's not enjoying. Despite that, yeah, he loves the paddock, he loves the paddock lifestyle, and so he's not enjoying by starting the last on the grid. So he's not enjoying. And still, we need to, we ask him for more events, more goodbye, more pictures, more. So I feel a bit, bad. But I think it's at the same time it's his job. We were joking yesterday with some colleagues, saying, "Is there any chance that he says, 'Listen, I'm out from now, so stop doing this'?" I was speaking with Lynn Jarvis before this morning, and he told me that for Yamaha, that last race in Misano was like an event from the academy, Valentino, his hometown, Tavuglia, his fans, but Yamaha considers Valencia the last big event with Valentino. So I don't know if they're going to prepare any other thing for Valentino, which will be Yeah, interesting to see, especially his reaction.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, another home racer, Enea Bastianini, went from 16th to take third place on the podium. Amazing. On the final lap from Quartararo.
Yeah.
Incredible performance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was really, really impressive. I mean, Enea has been, second part of the season has been really, really, really good. He overtook last Sunday Jorge Martin as in their race for the being the rookie of the year. So it means that Enea has done an incredible season. Don't forget that Enea is using the worst Ducati of the grid. So is the oldest bike on the grid in terms of evolution, and he fully deserves a step ahead in terms of mechanical and technical support from Ducati next year. So full credit to him. I mean, he has shown he is the current Moto2 champion, so yeah, he deserves an extra boost from Ducati.
Yeah, so, I mean, two rounds left, Portimao and Valencia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you think everyone's feeling going into that?
In a way, I think everybody's feeling a bit more relieved because after we got a champion and all the others will be able to race without pressure. Also, Pecco, and it will be interesting to see Pecco last two races, and especially next year, because in a way, this year's from Pecco, it's been really similar than Fabio's last year. So we've seen a much more consistent Fabio this year, and that's what I'm expecting from Pecco in the last two races, but also next year. I'm also keen to see what Mark can do, because he has also 10 days to recover, and yeah, what else? I don't know. I think that Suzuki will be fast there. They need to be fast because they have a mess. They are in a bit of a messy situation there looking for a team manager, without knowing who's going to be in that position. Next year, they are running late, in my opinion. So they need a good result. They need a good result just to stop all the talks and the rumors and around the team and the decisions. And yeah, I mean, Ducati is in a very good position. So we have really, really, two interesting races ahead.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for taking the time to record a podcast for the listeners today, Yuri. I know they've been waiting to hear your take on the weekend's action. And Lewis will be back with you soon, so I'm sure you can talk some more about the season then. Stay tuned for next time on the Tank Slappers podcast, and thank you for listening.